Blessed be the name of the Lord. This morning, I want to welcome you to a very important program on radio called Church on Air. Let me thank God and thank you so much for the encouragement you are giving to us on this program. I want to thank God for all, you know, your responses and your questions concerning all our sharing. To God be the glory. I want to thank God for the impact the program is making in your life and even your family. You can help me to tell somebody somewhere or phone somebody that Church on Air is on this channel, and it is time for God to bless us in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. This morning I have joy to tell you that we are going on a new topic called Divine Visitation. Divine visitation is an awareness of divine presence. Now, when we talk of divine visitation, it talks about the presence of God. You know, I know that God is present everywhere, but you know, there's a presence for benefit. There's a presence to show His glory and His power. So we can see that now, you know, divine visitation can turn a wilderness or a barren land to become a fruitful place. That's divine visitation. So when God visits you, promises and prophecies came, you know, into manifestation. When God visits the man, you know, His promises, you know, and His prophecies came to manifestation, and, you know, destinies are fulfilled. Your destiny comes to fulfillment, you know, and tangible results can be seen. Can you see now? So when God visits the man, you see that, you know, promises and prophecies, you know, are manifested, and also destinies are fulfilled. Tangible results are seen. So divine visitation is the answer to every form of frustration and stagnation in life. You know, so when you see frustration or when you see, you know, stagnation, it shows the absence of God in the life of a person. So that's why I know that this month, when God is going to visit you, you know, stagnation and frustration will be a theme of the past in your life in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. So, you know, this morning, I want you to follow with me, because I know that through this program this morning, God will surely visit you. He will visit your life. He will visit your business. He will visit your family in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Now, let me share first of all with you. It will be a series of teaching, you know, as from today for a few weeks. But let me share first of all with you 10 things to expect in divine visitation. We are going to see, you know, also those people that God visited, and you know, what are the effects of those visitations. We are going to see also what can provoke divine visitation. We are going to see also, you know, what are the hindrances to divine visitation. But today, let us start, you know, on this level, 10 things to expect in divine visitation. Number one thing I want you to know this morning is that, you know, time of divine visitation is a time of great sacrifice. So if you want divine visitation in your life, there's a need for sacrifice. And what is that sacrifice? It can be sacrifice of your time. You know, giving God your time, spending your time for God, spending your time in prayers. If you want divine visitation, number one thing is sacrifice of time. Even sacrifice of your energy, you know, engaging, you know, God in the things of God, doing the work of God, sacrificing your time in evangelism, in prayers, you know, and other things. So the moment, you know, you sacrifice your time, you sacrifice your energy, not your energy only, even your resources, your money, your talent, you know, those things that you are endowed with, you are using them for God, then please expect God's divine visitation. So, you know, a time of divine visitation is a time of great sacrifice. A time of great sacrifice. No wonder, you know, Solomon made a great sacrifice of God. He gave God, you know, 1,000 burnt offering a day. And what happened to that great sacrifice? God came to him in the night and God said, "Are you Solomon? Are you the one that gave me 1,000 burnt offering?" He said, "Now, ask me whatsoever you want." Hi, can you imagine? See what Solomon did that brought God's divine intervention. Why? He made the sacrifice. Are you ready to make sacrifice to God? People that enjoy, you know, divine visitation, they are people that make sacrifice. They are people that decided to live a life of holiness, live a life that will glorify God. Why can't you, you know, enter into this realm? So, it's a time of sacrifice. Number two thing I want you to expect in under this divine visitation is that in divine visitation, long-standing problems are solved cheaply. Long-standing problem. I don't know the problem you have this morning. Do you know that God is visiting you? Those problems is coming to an end. That problem that you have been carrying for a long years, that have been moving from year to year with you, is coming to an end in your life today in the name of Jesus Christ. Let's see the book of 1 Samuel. 1 Samuel chapter 2, and let us read verse number 21. 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 21, yes.
And the Lord visited Anna, so that she conceived and bare three sons and two daughters, and the child Samuel grew before the Lord.
Wow! Anna, who has been a barren woman, Anna, whom people has called, you know, unfruitful woman, when just one divine visitation of God change her story. Your story is changing this morning. I see your story is changing this morning. I don't know, you know, the problem you have had. Probably you are like Anna for a long time. Probably you have no job for a long time. Probably, you know, your business is not flowing well for a long time. Probably you are having problems in your mental life. I don't know you the problem. But one thing I know is this. God is coming to you this morning. As I'm talking to you right now, God is knocking your door. God wants to enter. And I'm sure when he enters, he will solve the problem. Can you see? So, Anna, who was in a barren, she became mother of many children. Can you see? She became mother. God changed her story. God brought forth joy. He took away her sorrows. Your sorrow is coming to an end this morning in the name of Jesus Christ. So, you know, long-standing problem has solved cheaply. Some of you have been going here and there. They have been taking money from you. They have been going here and there. They have been afflicting your life again. Can you see now? But when God comes, that problem that looks mighty, that problem that looks, you know, unsolvable, under 1 second, God will bring solution to them. I see God doing that for you in the name of Jesus Christ. You know, also, you know, tears are wiped away and frustration give way to celebration. Tears are wiped away. Tears are wiped away. You know, when God visits a man, every tears, you know, will be nullified. I remember the story of the woman that lost his only son. They were going for burial ceremony. You know, a woman going to bury his child. They called that woman the widow of Nain. Can you imagine? You know, and they have encounter with Jesus on the way. And what happens? My Bible says that Jesus turned her tears to joy. Wow. Wow. Divine visitation. God visited Lazarus. Lazarus was even in the tomb. He has no more assurance to live. But when Jesus got there, he turned the whole circle. He turned the whole situation. You know, he brought forth his miraculous power. And Lazarus, who has been in the grave for the past 4 days, came back to life. Can you see? So when God visits you, everything that is dead in you will rise again. There are some people, some things are dead in their body. Their kidney dead, their lung dead, you know, their heart is not functioning well. I don't know what is dead in you, you know, but today when God visits you, all those things that are dead, they will come up again in the name of Jesus Christ. So, you know, you wipe away tears and frustration give way to celebration. I have told you that, you know, lack of divine visitation, you know, is evident in frustration and in stagnation in life. The reason why you are stagnated in life, the reason why you are frustrated is because, you know, God is yet to visit your life. But this morning, as I'm sharing with you, is coming in the name of Jesus Christ. Your tears are over in the name of Jesus Christ. You know, every frustration will give way to celebration in your life as I'm speaking right now. Because the word I speak, Bible said they are spirit and they are life. Number four things that you expect in divine visitation is that, you know, prayers are answered. In every divine visitation, you see God answering your prayers. I don't know how far you have been praying over the years, you know, but it's time to God to visit your life in the name of Jesus. I will see you after this timeout in the name of Jesus Christ.
The MP3s of this message and other previous messages by Reverend David Muiwa Ononuga is now available on our website. Kindly visit www.cdnmi.org.ng www.cdnmi.org.ng. Just locate the Church on Air page on the website, and there you can find all the messages by Reverend David Muiwa Ononuga. God bless you.
Welcome back in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We are talking this morning on 10 things to expect in every divine visitation. Now, let's move forward. Now, in every divine visitation, prayers are answered. You know? So, you know, you see people praying, you know, and they have been praying and praying and there is no answer. It's because there is no connectivity. It's because God has not come. Now, when God comes, prayers are answered, you know, immediately. In fact, one thing that makes God to come down to you is your violent prayers. Can we see the story of Abraham in the book of Genesis chapter 15? Can we read from verse 2 to 4? Genesis 15, 2 to 4.
And Abraham said, Lord God, what wilt thou give me, seeing I go childless? And the steward of my house is this Eliezer of Damascus. And Abraham said, behold, to me thou hast given no seed, and lo, one born in my house is my heir. And behold, the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, this shall not be thy heir, but he that shall come forth out of thy own bowels shall be thy heir.
Wow. Now, can you see the prayer of Abraham? You know, Abraham was praying to God. He said, God, what wilt thou give me, seeing I go childless? No, God doesn't see Abraham childless, but it was Abraham that saw himself childless. Look, don't see yourself. Don't look at yourself the way God is not looking at you. Some of you say, I'm just a poor beggar. And you are not poor. You are not. Some of you look at yourself in contrary to what everyone is looking at you. Now, can you see the life of Abraham? Abraham said, I go childless. You know, and is this Eliezer, the son of Damascus, that will inherit me? And God spoke to him. And God said, behold, I'm going to surprise you. The Lord says, Eliezer will not be your ears, but your own ear will come from your bowel. Can you see? I will surprise you. God is about to surprise you this morning. God is about to give you your miracle. God is about to give you your expectation. God is about to visit you. You know, God is about to turn things around in your life. And I know he's doing that one right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Because God visited Abraham at last. We are going to see it. And, you know, he started a new life. Not only Abraham prayed, I told you the story of Anna at the beginning of my sharing. Can we go to the book of 1 Samuel? 1 Samuel chapter 1. Let us read from verse 10 to 12.
And she was in bitterness of soul, and prayed unto the Lord, and wept sore. And she vowed a vow, said, O Lord of hosts, if thou wilt indeed look on the affliction of thy handmaid, and remember me, and not forget thy handmaid, but will give unto thy handmaid a man-child, then I will give him unto the Lord all the days of his life, and there shall no razor come upon his head. And it came to pass, as she continued praying before the Lord, that Eli marked her mouth.
Thank you so much. Can you see the violent prayers of Anna? Bible says she prayed. When other people were eating, she put away food. When other people were drinking, she put away. That's why I say there's a need for what? For sacrifice. You know, she put away food. She was on fasting. Fasting unto the Lord, looking unto the Lord. You want God to visit you, but you don't make a way. You must pave way. You must make a way. So Hannah at this time was what? She was, you know, in a time of fasting. She refused to eat. She was so adamant, God, you must help me. And look at what she was saying in verse 10. Bible says, she was in bitterness of soul and prayed unto God, and she wept. Since when have you wept in your prayers? Can you see a woman weeping? She was not weeping because of anything. She was weeping to attract God's visitation. She was weeping for recognition. She was weeping, you know, for God to come in and do something. Can you see? That is the heart that desires visitation. And you know what? As she was doing that, she even make a vow. Bible says in verse 11, and she vowed a vow and said, O Lord of hosts, if thou wilt indeed look on the affliction of the handmaid and remember me, and not forget the handmaid, but we give unto the handmaid a man child, then I will give it unto the Lord all the days of his life. Can you see now? So he said, Lord, don't forget me. I pray for you this morning, God will not forget you. I pray that when God is blessing his people, he will not bypass you. I pray for remembrance. You know, when God visits you, he has come, you know, to put every reproach in your life to an end. I don't know the reproach in your life, like Anna. Anna was under a great reproach, you know, because he married and there is no child. It's a reproach. It's a reproach. So, I see God packaging new things in your life this morning. I see God coming to you, and so she prayed. So, what am I saying this morning? When there is a Bible, your prayers are answered. All over the Bible, we can see, you know, people having the vaccination through their prayer being answered. Now, let's go forward because our time is going. When God visits a person, his promises and prophecies are fulfilled in the life of that person. My prayer for you this morning is that, you know, every promise that God has made for you, every prophecy that has been released in your life, they will surely come to pass in the name of Jesus Christ. Can you see now? Now, God's promises are coming to pass in your life, in the name of Jesus Christ. Can we look at the Bible? Look at Genesis 21. Genesis 21, can we look at from verse 1 to 2? Yes.
And the Lord visited Sarah, as he has said, and the Lord did unto Sarah as he has spoken. For Sarah conceived and bare Abraham a son in his old age, at the said time of which God has spoken to him.
Wow. You see, God can't speak and not believe to pass. Bible says God is not a man that he will repent. He's not a son of man that he will say, I'm sorry what I have spoken, I can't do it again. No way. You know, Bible says, and the Lord visited Sarah. As he has said. What has God said to you today by prophecy and by the anointing is coming to pass now. What has God said concerning your life and your family? I join faith to your faith this morning. Now, start to receive answer to them in the name of Jesus Christ. Bible says, you know, oh, God told Sarah, God now wanted to bring to pass. And don't forget that everything about Sarah at this time, by natural laws, promise cannot come to pass again. Because this woman, she's overaged. This woman, you know, she's now around 90 years old. Can you see when you see a pastor now giving a prophecy and he saw a 90-year-old woman? I said, woman, by this time next year, you will have your own son. What will she say to you? She said, pastor, why can't you say that 30 years ago, 40 years ago, 50 years ago? Now I am 90 years old. You are saying I will have a child in the next season. The woman will say, pastor, your own is too much. But you know what? God still, you know, did what he said. Why? Because God can suspend physical laws to bring forth your miracle. So God suspended every physical law so that he can meet Sarah at his knees. The Bible says, and the Lord did unto Sarah as he has spoken. Why? For Sarah conceived. Look, right now you are conceiving your miracles. Every miracle you desire, every miracle you want, is being conceived right now in the mighty name of Jesus. God is releasing them to you in the name of Jesus. Every miracle that you need, now start to receive them now in the name of Jesus Christ. Every miracle that you need, start to have them right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Every miracle that you have been asking God for, now start to receive them now in the name of Jesus Christ. and so shall be in the name of Jesus Christ. Let me give you the sixth one, you know, for today, and probably will be ending up gradually. You know, when God visits, abundance is released. When God visits you, you enter into a time of abundance, no more scarcity. Let's see the book of 1 Kings chapter 17. And let us start to read from verse 8 to 16. 1 Kings chapter number 17. Let's read from verse 8 to 16. Yes.
And the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, Arise, get thee to Zarephath, which belongeth to Zidon. Dwell there. Behold, I have commanded a widow woman there to sustain thee. So he arose and went to Zarephath. And when he came to the gate of the city, behold, the widow woman was there, gathering of sticks. And he called to her and said, Fetch me, I pray thee, a little water in a vessel, that I may drink. And as she was going to fetch it, he called to her and said, Bring me, I pray thee, a morsel of bread in thy hand. And she said, As the Lord thy God liveth, I have not a cake, but an handful of meal in a barrel, and a little oil in a cruse. And behold, I am gathering two sticks, that I may go in and dress it for me and my son, that we may eat and die. And Elijah said unto her, Fear not, go and do as thou hast said, but make me thereof a little cake first, and bring it unto me, and after make for thee and for thy son. For thus says the Lord God of Israel, The barrel of meal shall not waste, neither shall the cruse of oil fail, until the day that the Lord sendeth rain upon the earth.
Amen. Now, it shows that God can visit a man through his prophets. So, God visited that woman through prophet Elijah. And it was a time of famine. A time when things are so scarce. A time that people find it so difficult to eat. And the moment the woman obeyed the word of the prophet, what happened? The miracle came in. Can you see now? So what am I saying this morning is this, that, you know, God is visiting you this morning. I stand this morning as your prophet. As I raise my hands up to God for you, I pray in the name of Jesus, let there be abundance in your life. As I raise up my hand, I say no more scarcity in your life in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray for you in the name of Jesus that you will have abundance health, you will have abundant provision, you will have things in abundance as from now henceforth in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. So when God visits a man, you know, he will bring abundance. Can you see that woman? She wanted to eat her last food and what? And die with her son. But, you know, God came in, and when God came in through the prophet Elijah, she entered a new realm, a new abundance. Can we read Ruth chapter 1 and verse number 6? Ruth 1 verse number 6.
Then she arose with her daughters-in-law, that she might return from the country of Moab, for she had heard in the country of Moab how that the Lord has visited his people in giving them bread.
You know, it is true that Naomi and her husband, they have left Bethlehem Judea, but, you know, God have changed the land. God have changed the institution. That is where I feel like ending up this morning, you know, because I know that God will change our own situation in Nigeria right now. You know, our situation is like that of, you know, Bethlehem Judea. You know, when things are so terrible, things are so scarce, there are problems upon problems, you know, and people are now trying to leave the place. One of the people that left was called, you know, Elimelech, Naomi's husband. They did not even pray. They did not even ask God, you know, for spiritual guidelines. They just felt that, let's move out to the country of Moab. There's abundance there. And truly they left. So what now happened? You know, they have lost everything. You know, Naomi has lost her husband, lost her two sons, you know, Chilion and Mahlon. She has lost everything. She now heard, wow, that God has visited his people and has given them bread. God is visiting Nigeria. God is changing all the abnormality. There are many things in this nation. Is it the raping issue? Is it the Boko Haram issue? Is it what issue? But God is coming in. God is visiting our nation, giving us a new Nigeria in the name of Jesus. Thank God for this ministration. I will see you again by next week by the grace of God in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
for free prayer and counseling, kindly reach Reverend David Muyiwa Onanuga on 080-33-855-927, 080-33-855-927. God bless you.
Thank God for this word of God you have just heard. You need to give your life to Jesus. Say after me, Father, in the name of Jesus, I give my life to Jesus. Jesus Christ, come to my life and be my Lord and my Savior. Lord Jesus, as from today, I belong to you. I will serve you in the name of Jesus. Thank you for saving me, in Jesus' name, amen.
Some glad morning when this life is over, I'll fly away.
I know you have been blessed by this powerful message and the ministration of Reverend David Muyiwa Onanuga. You can order for the CD of this message or previous messages. Send your prayer requests to us at Tema Bible School, the man for our free tracts and magazines. Invite us to minister deliverance or healing. Come for our free counseling and deliverance prayer on Friday morning. The man for our books on various topics. Join us in our family life and leadership conference or fellowship with us at Christian Dominion Network Ministries, aka Dominion Tabernacle, opposite Aladesomi Bus Stop, Rock City Avenue, Ashera, Abeokuta, on Tuesday for Discipleship Hour by 5:30, Thursday for Blood of Jesus Service by 5:30, and Sunday, First Service, Jesus the Doctor, 8 a.m., and Second Service, Celebration Service, 9 a.m. See you next week on this channel, this same time. Jesus is Lord.